Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The Minnesota Senate is scheduled to vote on a gun violence prevention package today. The bill, authored by DFL Senator Zainab Mohammed of Minneapolis, would ban assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, binary triggers, and ghost guns. The measure also includes $20 million for school safety aid, $14.7 million for mental health access, funding for violence prevention, and safe gun storage requirements. Mohammed says it's the culmination of work that began after the Annunciation church and school shooting. There are only 2 weeks left in the legislative session, and one bill making its way toward the finish line would create the Office of the Inspector General. The next step is for the full House to pass it. Senate Majority Leader Erin Murphy.
I will say I am both relieved and I think delighted that we will finally have the ability to move the Independent Office of Inspector General through the legislature and to the governor's desk.
The Senate approved the IOG bill last year, but will have to pass it again once it clears the House. The so-called skinny farm bill passed in the U.S. House does not include a provision allowing year-round sales of E15. Brian Werner of the Minnesota Biofuels Association says GOP leaders used a procedural rule to delay the vote.
So I will say we are disappointed that the House leadership made the decision to once again kick the can down the road on E15. They said, okay, now what we're going to do is we're going to wait and we're going to vote on the E15 bill on May 13th.
He says they didn't have the votes to kill it, so they pushed it back until after the congressional recess. And authorities in the South Metro are investigating the deaths of two people in Prior Lake Saturday morning. Officers found a 35-year-old man and 34-year-old woman dead in the bedroom of a home. The Avalanche scored 4 third-period goals in a 9-6 win over the Wild in Game 1 of the second-round playoff series last night in Denver. Defenseman Quinn Hughes had a goal and 2 assists for Minnesota.
I don't know, we'll look at the tape and I'll try to be a little bit better in game two, but I mean, whether we, lost 1-0 or lost whatever it was tonight, it's still a loss. Yeah.
Goaltender Jesper Ballsted allowed 8 goals on 42 shots. Game two is Tuesday night at Ball Arena. And Timberwolves All-Star guard Anthony Edwards is listed as questionable for game one of the Western Conference semifinals tonight in San Antonio. The team says Edwards has been cleared for on-court basketball activities and missed the last 2 games of the Denver playoff series due to a bone bruise to his knee. Minnesota won 2 of 3 games against the Spurs during the regular season. This is MNN.